This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving.
Hello, hello, you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. I love you. I'm so grateful that you are here and you have come back and listening to this episode. And you know what? I would be even more grateful if you tell just one person that you come here to have your day brightened up. You come here for a little bit of inspo in your life. You come here for a little bit of inspo about your business. You come here for great conversations. Like, I would be so happy if you just shared that with one other person. Let's take over. Let's get more people listening to this podcast. I would deeply appreciate that. Anyway, this is a quick and dirty one for you today. I want to share with you my number one hack for turning any crappy day around. I was having one a few days ago, and honestly, I started off the day so well. You know, like when you are in bed, you open your eyes and you remember that you've already set a really clear intention that the day is going to be absolutely freaking amazing. And you do your meditation, and then you get out of bed and you get into the shower, and you get out of the shower, and then all of a sudden one of your kids goes, "Mom!" And you're like, whoa, it's like somebody has burst your bubble. And then from that moment on, you're like in this cascade of just crap from other humans, whether it be children or partners or the person who nearly runs you over as they cycle past you, and there's a big freaking puddle and there's letters and it's just stuff. And you're like, what happened to my bubble? What happened? I was so happy just 20 minutes ago. And now look, you know, people say this to me all of the time. They're like, I'm doing great. It's just everybody else. And I get it. I get it. Because the truth is that there is nobody else on the planet that is on your path. Even the people that get you are not on your path. So when you've taken the time to calibrate to wealth, calibrate to receiving, and you're opening yourself up for more, and they are just pissed off with life, with the government, with their partner, with their parents, with, you know, everything. And then they project that onto you. Like, I get it. It can be easy to get knocked off. It can get very easy to get sucked in to that vibration. And when it feels like it's not just one person, but it's one thing after another, after another, after another in close succession, it's like, what the heck is going on here? This was me a couple of days ago. And what helped me to recalibrate was, first of all, expressing. Now, I'm not saying that the expressing should take 30 seconds or less. Sometimes you need to have a rant. Be careful where you are having that rant, by the way, because if you speak to somebody who loves a moan, what can happen is that they will get on the wagon with you, and then they'll be like, and what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And you were at a level 8. And now you're at a level 659 because they have gone on and on and on and on and on and wound you up more and more and more and more and more. So my advice is to express. Sometimes that is with somebody else. Sometimes that is just to acknowledge yourself. It's to acknowledge that you feel pissed off. It's to acknowledge that you are not happy, that you're frustrated. And you can do that in any way. You can do that verbally. You can do that through dance. You can do that through walking. You can do that through screaming. You can do that through stamping your feet, whatever you need to do in order to acknowledge where you're at, do it. Then my number one hack is to close your eyes and then remember that the chances of you being born were 1 in 400 trillion. And as you close your eyes and remember that, I invite you to just breathe. And if it's good and safe for you to do so, you can do that right now. Like really allow that thought to just marinate in the cells of your body. As soon as I speak to that truth, one in 400 trillion chance of being born, what happens is that there is a chemical release. I feel it as warmth. It's oxytocin that is released into my chest. Oxytocin is the hormone of love. It is the connection hormone. It is the hormone that is used to bond us with our babies. It is the hormone that is released when you are with a lover. And I feel that in my chest as I recognize the magnificence of that statistic. That is one statistic that I am so grateful to be able to hang my hat on. Not one in 400, which is pretty amazing. Not one in 4,000, not one in 4 million, but one in 400 trillion chance of being born. And what happens with the acknowledgement of that magnificent feat of nature presenting itself in the one unique bundle that can never ever be replicated ever again on this planet as you, the nervous system regulates. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the nervous system to just calm down, and that oxytocin, the dopamine, the feel-good hormones overtake the stress, the cortisol, and any anxiety that you might be feeling as you allow yourself, you give yourself permission to be in wonder of nature, of the universe, of self. And from that place of a regulated nervous system, often the thing that you have been resisting, that you have been feeling agitated about, the thing that you have been pushing against in a way that isn't helpful, in a way that isn't really going to change things, you're able to let that go. And from that place of regulation, you can actually start to think about, one, is this even necessary? Like, do I even need to be spending my time and energy here? And if actually the answer is yes, then you get to use that regulated nervous system to allow you to come up with ideas and strategies that are actually going to make a positive difference. And the beautiful thing about just remembering that one statement and allowing yourself to contemplate it, it can change all of the things in just 30 seconds or less. And so that is my invitation for you, my friend, is to go and try it and let me know how you get on with it over on Instagram. Suzie, S-U-Z-Y underscore Ashworth is where I am playing. And if you have appreciated this and would love to receive just helpful tips, advice, coaching from me on a daily basis around how you get to show up in life, how you get to show up in your business, the specific business strategies as well, and you'd like to get that every single day, then you should try out my Infinite Receivers Members Club. We do a 7-day free trial. And if you go to the Devotion channel, which you can either listen to on our private podcast or come over and join me on Telegram, every single day I am there sharing just insights, tips, advice, coaching that you can get that have the capacity to just shift everything for you in a really bite-sized amount of time. So 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, like that is the vibe. So if that sounds interesting, come over to suzieashworth.com, click on the Work With Me tab, come and find the Members Club, and you can try us out for free for 7 days. And if you want to stay, I've got a whole host of goodies that you will love. Right, this is it from me today. I hope that you have loved this episode. Please take action. Please let me know how you get on with it. And in the meantime, faith plus action equals miracles. See you later. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Suzie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to suzieashworth.com/activate infinite receiving.